Okay, here we go. The time is 9:01. We'll call the meeting to order. We have a quorum present. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. We filed your conflicts of interest with the Secretary of State. Based on today's agenda, any additional conflicts to be declared?
Nope.
Okay, seeing no members of the public present, we'll turn to the action items. The first is which is minutes from your last meeting. Any comments or changes? Otherwise, a motion to approve.
No changes. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. We'll turn over to Shelby to talk about the claims.
Thanks, Megan. So, board, this is the claims listing for first quarter of 2026. Primarily represents administrative costs, paying agent fees, and then the bond interest payment made on those senior bonds from capitalized interest. Any questions on this listing?
No questions.
Megan, do you want me to call for motions?
You better, Shelby. I started off on the wrong foot, so thank you so much for helping.
Board, do we have a motion to ratify the claims?
Yes, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Sorry, Megan.
All right, next item we have the March 31st financial statements. I'm going to run through these pretty quickly. Total assets at the end of the first quarter, just under 3.4 million. So there was about 2 million still remaining in the capital projects fund, in the senior and subordinate project funds, and then about 1.26 million in the debt service fund. I will note there was about just under $40,000 of property taxes collected from the 2025 levy. Those were sent to UMB and were deposited in those accounts. And then about $68,000 in the general fund, with current liabilities at $5,000. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. Fairly minimal cost through first quarter, just accounting and legal. As of this point, everything's kind of trending in line with where we would expect at this point. Two pages down is the debt service fund. Here we've had paying agent fees for two of the series of the bonds, and then that interest payment on the senior bonds that I pointed out earlier. And then last page would be the capital projects fund. Primary activity here is the annual transfer to the general fund for the working capital funds. I will note we initially thought that really, all of the project funds would be spent in 2025. We did start 2026 with just under 2.1 million available. So we'll plan to amend this budget a little bit later on this year, and as we have cost certifications to kind of present to the board. Any questions on the financial statements?
No questions for me.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept the unaudited financials?
I'll make the motion.
I'll
Seconded. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, and Megan, I'm not sure if you saw, but Ryan was able to join before you restarted. Okay, just so the minutes reflect, all three of us were here. Great.
Yeah, thank you for flagging that. I got going a little too fast over my skis, so we're just in great shape right now.
Okay.
All right, board. Last item I have today is the draft audited financial statements. This is currently in field work. We would anticipate probably by mid-May. This is at the point where we're getting this finalized. So I'm just going to walk through a couple of pieces, and then ultimately we'll just ask for a motion to approve, subject to clean audit opinion and finalization. So Megan, let's start on page 29 of the packet. Board, I'm skipping a few pages, which is the management's discussion and analysis, which is required under GASB and by the state auditor, really just narrative to kind of support the actual financial statement. So here's the balance sheet, which is similar to what you see on an interim basis, except it includes any long-term assets and liabilities. So at the end of 2025, we also had about 4.1 million in capital assets. All of that's reflected as CIP. And then, kind of once all assets are completed and finally conveyed over to the city or other entities, will reflect those assets being removed from the district. And then liabilities, just under 9 million includes the long-term liabilities, about 8.7 million. That accounts for all three series of bonds, plus the accrued interest on the subordinate bonds that will continue to accrue and accumulate over time. Next page here, this would be kind of the income statement. Expenses for the year were about 583,000. That included all the administrative and engineering costs, as well as the interest incurred on the bonds and the accretion on those capital appreciation bonds. Revenues were about 49,000, which consisted of that about 40,000 in property taxes, and then just under 10,000 for interest. Next several pages are similar to what you see on an interim basis, and then we get into the disclosures. Really no significant changes to the disclosures other than updating the numbers from prior year. I do always like to call your attention to page B42 of the packet, which is note 5 for the long-term obligations, where you can see kind of the table of the outstanding debt for the district. So I'll stop there. Any questions, any further detail you'd like me to go into?
No questions.
Okay. So again, we'll ask for a motion to approve this audit subject to receiving a clean opinion and finalizing the audit and going through final legal review.
Great. I'll make the motions with the motion with the conditions you outline.
Thanks, Greg.
Second.
Thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I had today.
Thank you, Shelby. The next item, I've asked my paralegal Allison to join us today because it's a new requirement. So House Bill 17 has changed the requirement for anchor locations for board meetings. So I believe Allison left a voicemail for you, Burke, and I thought, oh, I'm seeing Burke this morning. Let's just resolve it right here and right now. So effective May 6th of this year, you need to have an anchor location that meets the requirements of the new law, which is basically within the boundaries of the district or really close thereto. So we think that there's a sales trailer that can be your anchor location within the boundaries of NS2. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Would you mind that being listed as the anchor location?
Yep, that'd be great.
Okay. So the requirements for the anchor location are one person. Doesn't have to be a board member, doesn't have to be legal counsel, is at the anchor location and can join electronically to allow members of the public to participate. So you, the board, don't have to do anything different. You can still join the link like you have before. We'll do it like we have before, but we'll have one person at this spot. If you don't have someone in mind, it can be Betsy in my office. She can attend if you would like. So do you have someone that can be our person on site, or would you like Betsy to fill that role?
Nope, we have somebody that can fill that role.
Okay, can you give us their name and email just so we can make sure they get the meeting packet, can say, hey, be here at this time to open up the Zoom link?
Yeah, for now it's going to be me.
Okay, great. Thanks, Burke.
And
Allison,
Burke,
does that answer all your questions?
I was just going to say for the record, Betsy thanks you, Burke.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, we might adjust it to one of our sales agents if that's possible. I'll need to check with the sales manager to see if he's okay with that. But yeah, for now, just listed as me.
And the only other thing, Burke, is the new posting would be at that location as well. Is that
Yep.
something I would continue to send to you or to maybe a contact out there?
Yeah, just send it to me and I'll distribute it.
Okay, sounds good.
So that's great for you guys. Your neighbor, NS1 at 3 through 5, also wants to use your sales trailer as their anchor location. Would you be amenable to that request? They met just last week and said they would reach out to you, but I'm not sure if that happened.
They haven't. Josh, I don't have a problem with it. Do you have a problem with it, Josh?
Who is the neighbor? Boyd?
Boyd.
Boyd, yep.
I just think we should get credit for being nice people when we do that
Yeah,
with
that's
Boyd.
fair. So I'll leave it between Josh and Boyd to work out what that credit looks like. But they kindly thank you for your service. And they said they would be responsible for being the person. So all you'll be doing is listing it as a location on their behalf. And they will send someone over for their meetings, which are just 1 or 2 days before yours.
Okay.
And Burke, sorry, one other thing. Can you just send me the address for that sales trailer as well?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
It's a little nicer than a sales trailer. It's a whole sales center, so
Okay.
it's
Great.
a permanent building.
Love
Yeah,
Well, that must be why Boyd was asking. He said it was really nice. So, okay. So, the action before you today is to adopt this resolution with the new anchor location, which we will fill in once we have that address. And this is for your meeting starting May 6 and later. Motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
And then,
All in favor? Aye.
aye. Aye.
Thank you. Then our last item is, I feel a little bit awkward about this, but Josh, I believe, is the only one that's completed the required training, so he
Ha
gets
ha
the
ha!
asterisks.
Can we note this like 8 times in the record?
Yes, sir. This whole meeting is being recorded, and we will note in the record Josh is not only kind, but he's also completed his required training. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, I thought I did that. Can you maybe
I
resend
thought
the
I
link
did
for us to
too.
do that?
So.
I was actually wondering if it was the other way, and I'm the only one that hadn't completed it.
It is that way, Josh. So Burke and Ryan, if you guys have
Oh.
completed your certificates, sorry, Meg, that designation is meant to say who, the person who's still outstanding.
Oh.
That's my
Okay.
bad.
Let that be recorded in your minutes.
Let's unnote that. Unnote that 8 times. I was actually surprised. I thought there's no way I beat Burke and Ryan to the training.
Oh boy.
Megan,
Wow. Egg on my face. Egg on my face. So I'm sorry, Josh, but yay, Ryan and Bert.
great. Do you want? Can you resend the link for that for Josh?
Oh yeah. Now I'm going to make it my personal mission to help Josh complete this training.
Thank you. Make sure it's the link for the 2026 year. I think the link before was 2025. So it
Okay.
just makes you bounce around a little bit, but not a
So
huge
that,
deal.
okay, perfect. All right. Any other business, administrative non-action items, or any other things we need to talk about today?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you all for your service. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Megan.
Thanks,
All right.
all.
Thanks, Megan.
See you guys.
Bye.